Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 1st of July, recording at 6:04 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, that's obviously much earlier than I normally record, but I have a function this evening. However, there's a great deal to comment on. But first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were lower for the most part, but often closed off their lows. The European stock markets are certainly weaker, with declines of up to 3% shown. Wall Street has been all over the place. quietly steady early on, then fell by about 125 points in the Dow, currently down half that. The S&P future, let's see, that got down to close to the 1,000 level, got into 1,006, and is currently at 1,019. The cash S&P is at 1,024. Against this background, long-dated government bond prices have been firm, not surprisingly. The U.S. dollar has taken a big hit in here today. The dollar index is down over 1,000 points. And that takes it down to 84.92. We have, for instance, the euro. I'll start to illustrate some of these charts tomorrow. We've got the euro up to 124.45. That's up 2 euros. We have sterling up to 151. That's up 160. And the dollar is also down against the yen. Okay, elsewhere, gold. Gold's been hit hard by the sell-off here today, down to 1208 as I speak. Silver's fallen back to 1782. Lesser declines, but definitely declines in the other precious metals, also in the industrial metals. Corn, which was limited up yesterday, is bucking the trend. And crude oil has been clipped for $3, down to 72.56. Coffee, which has been a barnstormer recently, up again today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, this is a nasty selling squall, and yesterday the S&P took out that 1,040 level, the floor level that I said must hold. Otherwise, sentiment would deteriorate, and so we've seen downside follow through overall. Remarkable, this is dragging down all the European stock markets, but it's really Wall Street leading the way, so a very powerfully negative leash effect coming from the States right now. Remarkably, as I was beginning to say a moment ago, the Asian emerging markets, with the exception of China, have been extremely firm. However, I just don't think they can buck the trend of a continuing weak decline. I said yesterday that decoupling among stock markets had always been a pipe dream. I didn't assume that would always be the case, and as other markets grow in importance relative to the capitalization of the U.S. stock market, that would change, and there probably would be some uncoupling. Could it happen now? Well, that's possible. What I think the relative strength indicates is that when we do get an all-clear signal following this sell-off, that we know that those Asian emerging markets that are currently performing are very likely, well, we don't know anything. My hunch, though, is that they will certainly outperform on the next move up. Although there may be an initial boost of short covering in the markets that are more oversold. But I put it this way: the first new highs in the year will occur among the smaller Asian emerging markets, but include India, and they will also include the smaller South American stock markets. So those are interesting areas of relative performance and are unlikely to give up anywhere near as much of their gains as some of these other markets. Now, again, long-dated government bonds are looking pretty overbought, bond prices, that is, yields looking oversold, but this is the this is the linkage here: weak stock markets on growth and deflation fears, and we get strong bond prices due to those same factors. They'll both reverse at the same time, with stock markets eventually going up and bond markets coming down. When will stock markets go up? Well, the charts will show us, but the next psychological level, as I'd mentioned before, mentioned in earlier broadcasts for the S&P, will be that 1,000 level that everyone will be looking at. Now, I have often said that while this is an outsized correction, which started in April, had a brief respite in the earlier part of or mid part of June, and then resumed with a vengeance Monday a week ago. It is disturbing to see the speed with which these weak stock markets have cut down through previous support levels. But I have said that I felt that this would remain confined to an outsized correction overall, and that I felt that we would see a higher stock markets by year end. We'll just have to wait and see here at Now. Meanwhile, I do think that valuations are becoming more attractive, and that markets are back into a buying range, but obviously one nibbles in what has been a free fall here recently. Elsewhere, precious metals. Well, you know, I've been cautious for a while on the short term because of the keys that we saw, including this Monday and the Monday before, the downside key reversals. On a long-term basis, I remain a bull for all the well-known reasons. On a short-term basis, I'm cautious, remain cautious, because you see that when you get a bit of a meltdown, people sell gold as well. We saw that back in 2008, only it didn't fall as much as other markets, and it came back, it bounced back more quickly. I would not be surprised if that isn't the case next time as well. And on that note, I've got to run, and so I'll bid you adieu, and more tomorrow. All the best.